We have seen the decline of manhood in our culture for many years, even decades. Whether it was our own fault, men have not effectively presented a positive picture. We have done some great things, but, on the other hand, we have done some terrible acts, which can be traced back to the start of civilization. What makes a man tick? What makes him act out of character? Is it him? His surroundings? Or was he born with the short end of the stick? I wrote this book so we men can understand our value and purpose in society. In some cases, in our attitudes, traits, and character, we are not living up to our purpose. Each man has a purpose to accomplish on this earth. When a man understands his purpose and walks in it, he impacts families, communities, and the world. It all begins and ends with us. We set the order, the mood, and the atmosphere for our families, communities, and world. Research has suggested that the best way to increase a person's value is to give them an education and a job. That is only partly true. If that were true, why do we have white-collar crimes by the rich, wealthy, and well-educated today? When a man walks in his purpose, his heart changes the environment, which is reflected in his home, community, and world. Every day, men impact lives. Our reputation and legacy are at stake to lead those around us to their purpose and destiny. What happens if we don't live up to our purpose? How will that impact our sons, daughters, relatives, and co-workers? And when we don't do that, we fail humanity. Do you remember how the recent Ponzi scheme of Bernard Madoff impacted his family, those around him, and the investors? People committed suicide, marriages fell apart, and lives were destroyed because of one act. What would have happened if he did not commit the crime? How different would life be for them? Let's look at a larger picture. What would happen if every man changed their outlook and values about violence in our communities? If men valued themselves, then crime would dramatically decrease. Men, we have a responsibility. But in no way should women lag behind. They are just as equal as men. However, the frustration of many women and children in society could be the absence of strong men, emotionally and physically. Being a strong man does not mean that we should rule with an iron fist. A strong man exhibits love and respect. A strong man directs and guides. A strong man with values thinks about the legacy that he is leaving behind. A strong man balances his home through the ups and downs of life. This book is centered on one reference, the Bible. God formed and made each of us. He loved us enough to give us an example, Jesus, and to give us a purpose and destiny. God looks at us for who we are on the inside rather than the outside. You are defined by your heart. You are not defined by race, nationality, religion, or economic status. Each man is born with value, which starts the transformation of the family that ultimately impacts the world. Don't ever think that God has forgotten you. He has not. You are more valuable to Him than you ever know. You are made for something greater. After each chapter, I have selected key takeaways, which I think are impactful in that particular chapter. Enjoy, man.